This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Award-winning guitarist Eric Harper's musical education began in Portugal and then continued in Europe and U.S. He has performed all over the world in many countries, including Spain, Portugal, Switzerland, France, China, Israel, the U.S., and Canada. He recently appeared at a fundraiser for the Nanaimo-based nonprofit Colombian Center Society, joining several other performers in support of programs for people experiencing mental illness.
And we're joined in the studio by Eric Harper and his flamenco guitar. Welcome to People First Radio, Eric.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me today.
You learned to play the flamenco guitar as a teen living in Portugal. Tell us about the beginnings of your relationship with music.
The beginnings of my relationship with music would actually have to start with my mom when I was in her womb. She's a concert pianist and a child prodigy on the piano. And they were living in Argentina at the time, and she would do a lot of concerts and play a lot of Tchaikovsky. Fast forward, I'm 7 years old, and I start my musical education on the piano. That lasted about 3 months. Yeah, that's how much I liked it. Unfortunately to her, but I fell in love with the drums, and that lasted for 6 years until I discovered the guitar, and that's when I really fell in love. And, you know, 5-6 hours a day of practicing guitar and losing on my social life there kind of became a good guitar player, I suppose.
You grew up with what you've described as a healthy dose of heavy metal in your upbringing.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Probably living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where heavy metal at the time was the listen to music. I was just a product of the culture. My brother was into heavy metal, and I was I always looked up to my brother, you know, the little brother, older brother syndrome there. And big into Iron Maiden and Metallica. And then age 15, we moved to Portugal, and everything changed.
You brought your guitar with you this today. Is there a bit of music that takes you back to that time?
A bit of music that takes me back to the metal age?
Well, to the childhood years of your musical career. Can you recall the first song you ever performed?
The first song I ever performed, I can't recall, but I can recall the first song I ever learned, which was Stairway to Heaven. Something of, see, how did that thing go? I tackled the hard things first. I don't know if we have the rights to play that on the radio, but that was fun. Thank you very much.
A little taste of it anyhow. I think under 30 seconds is allowed.
Under 30 seconds is allowed. Excellent.
In the Baha'i view, from what I've read online, and your parents were have been described online anyhow as Baha'i pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Baha'i view, which I've read online, about the purpose of life for an individual is to develop the spiritual and moral qualities that lie at the core of his or her nature. Does that include the development of talents and creativity?
Absolutely. The Baha'i faith recognizes that at once we are not only physical beings, but we all have souls. And so just as important as the material education is for a human being, whether you're going to school to learn the sciences and the maths and the arts and so forth, the spiritual education is just as equally as important. So learning your moral spiritual education, such as kindness, respectfulness, steadfastness, and well-being, that can all foster those qualities for the soul is equally as important as the material knowledge.
In what sense were your parents considered Baha'i pioneers? What were they pioneering?
Well, it's actually interesting. They wanted to be of service to the Baha'i community, so they called up the World Center, so to speak, and they asked where they could be of service. And they said, well, we need pioneers. We need helpers, so to speak, in these countries. So pick one, go on vacation, see if you like it, and go for it. So they went on vacation to Portugal, and Mom fell in love with it. And they came back, and they, you know, they sat me down. I was 15 years old, and they said, how would you like to live in Portugal? And like any level-headed teenager, I said, no. But I didn't have a really say in the matter. So I guess to describe a Baha'i pioneer is really sort of like a missionary in terms, but without the pay, just someone who wants to go help develop the community in a certain area where it's underdeveloped. So that's what they're doing. They've been there now for about 18, 19 years.
Okay. So your parents stayed in Portugal then.
Yeah.
And you moved on from there.
Yeah.
You said in an interview, it's true and only natural that every Baha'i musician should want to do his or her own version of Say God Sufficeth. It's a popular prayer that is dear to all of us. Tell us about that song.
That song is based around a prayer by the Bab, which essentially goes, "Say, God sufficeth all things above all things. Nothing in the heavens or in the earth but God sufficeth. Verily is it himself the knower, the sustainer, the omnipotent." And this is a prayer that all of us Baha'i children learn because it's short, it's sweet, and we memorize it. But I was discovering that many Baha'i musicians were kind of doing their own version of it. So it almost became kind of an inside joke, so to speak, that was kind of, oh, hey, somebody just did their own version of the prayer. So it's actually quite cool because now we have all this diversity with the prayer. We have people coming from a reggae background or a folk background or a rock or a classical, and they're all doing their version of a song with that prayer.
Would you be willing to share a bit of that with us right now?
Sure. Love to.
Say, God suffice, God suffice it. All things above all things. Say, God suffice, God suffice it. All things above all things. And nothing in the heavens or in the earth but God sufficeth. Nothing in the heavens or in the earth but God suffice. Nothing in the heavens or in the earth but God sufficeth. Verily he is in himself, in himself. Verily he is in himself, in himself. Verily he is in himself.
This is People First Radio on CHLY, across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca.
Eric Harper says that he illuminates his heart by going out into the world and purposefully seeking qualities of beauty, compassion, joy, happiness, creativity, open-mindedness, solidarity, kindness, peace of mind, and heart in the creative world. Eric Harper's latest album is simply titled Eric Harper. He joins us in the studio today.
Eric, in an interview posted at the online blog, which is called Befriended Stranger, you say, and I'm quoting, "My biggest inspirations are pretty much anyone with a great melody and lush harmonies. I love Dave Matthews Band." You were just talking about that earlier, for their musicianship. Tell us more about what inspires you.
What inspires me? So as I said before, if you've got a good melody, I'm pretty much hooked on it. It doesn't kind of matter what form it takes. It could come in the form of Chinese pop music or of West African music. It can come in the form of Irish music and Irish jig. It can come in the form of pop, rock, jazz, blues. It doesn't really matter. If you got a good melody, you got me hooked on. Lush harmonies, then I'm really just in love with you. I find these days it's a little tricky to find music that's got some really, you know, happening harmonies. Usually we tend to stick to the four chord rule. And it's a little more tricky, you know. You gotta have to go out of your way to find that music that really takes it to the next level, harmonically speaking.
You describe flamenco as something that, quote, has to be experienced live from a gypsy in the streets of Madrid who can outplay most of my instructors and is only 10 years old begging for money. It's raw, it's bare, it's naked, it's fire ignited by passion. How does flamenco influence your life and your experience? How has it influenced your life and your experience?
Oh, man, I love flamenco. So as I said before, I started pretty much as a drummer, and then I got into guitar. And when I went to Portugal, I actually studied classical guitar. And so classical guitar provided a new way of looking at guitar for me, where I could use my fingers, I had to grow these nails in my right hand, so on and so forth. But I was missing those rhythms. And when I went to Spain and I saw these kids playing on the street, these gypsy kids, they were phenomenal. Not only were they using these sort of classical techniques, so to speak, but they're combining those rhythms from the drums that I love so dearly. And so for me, it was the perfect amalgamation of blending the two. You got the rhythms from the drums, but you have at the same time the melodies and the harmonies from classical guitar. So it's always on my mind how to take like modern music, whether you're listening to a Lady Gaga tune or you listen to, you know, Justin Bieber, and how can you flamencofy it? How can you give it extra rhythm, extra spice, sauce, whatever you want to do?
What would we hear if we were wandering down one of those Spanish streets and we came across a flamenco guitar player, as you just described?
Ah, what would you hear? You'd hear something really beautiful and amazing, and I will try my best to emulate that.
Wonderful. You started writing the material for your current album, which is simply called Eric Harper, almost 4 years ago while in a little cafe in Victoria, BC. You've said that the guitar idea for the song Rain, which is the first song on the album, came to you while you were enjoying a nice mocha. What does the album have to say?
It was really something personal I wanted to give back to the community, which was just songs that had an extra layer of death to them. I wanted to provide something where at first listen, you might think, okay, these are nice songs. But then as you listen more, it starts to unfold. There's many layers and people go, well, actually, I like this more and I like it more. It's like eating wheat bread for the first time. You might not like it right off the bat. You might think, oh, that's okay. But as you start to get into it, it starts to unfold and you realize there's other layers, there's other things, there's other kind of nourishment. And so that was my goal for this album, is to provide a certain musical nourishment for people's ears.
What are you telling the world about yourself and what you've experienced through the album? What do you say about yourself in that?
You know, I guess I'm saying that there's more to music than just what you hear on regular pop radio. And we're bombarded by a mentality that's been kind of forced upon us that we all have to make carbon copies of ourselves to try to sound like the last hit. And honestly, if you go out into nature, there's not a single thing that copies itself. Everything is 100% unique. So why should I try to sound exactly like the last guy who was successful? It almost seems like a reverse mentality. So what I'm trying to say to people is, here's something new, but at the same time, something you can recognize.
You wrote the song Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Here are a few lines. And it all rains down on me as the ocean empties the sea. I don't know where you were on that day. I just recall you told me one thing.
Mm-hmm. Storm around me, the howling of the wind screams in my ears, the flood of bitter reasons was not enough to bring back my family, and it all rains down on me like a million tears from the sea. I don't know where I was on that day, 'cause it was raining down on me.
Eric, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Ashta.
Award-winning guitarist Eric Harper lives in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, and he performs around the world. You can find him and his songs online at ericharpermusic.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.